back to another episode of The Enigma of Mental Health with me, Sia. And today I have a very special guest with me. She's a very old friend of mine and her name is Sona. Today she will share her own story. So, Sona, how has your mental health been lately?
It hasn't been that good, but I've been handling a few things.
So, will you share with us what has happened in your childhood and how it affects your mental health today?
Well, there isn't much, but since I was young, my mom went through this phase where she would be just suffering and having panic attacks, and whatever her reaction was, we all suffered. So she would say words and things that I never understood until I grew up, and the more I understood, the more I got hurt knowing she would say all those things. But I knew it was never on her control. Another thing was, when I was small, I was a lot more quiet and shy, so it was so hard to make friends, and I would have companions to accompany me to classes, but I didn't have that one person to talk to whatever was happening at home.
Yeah, so you felt lonely.
Yeah, a lot lonely.
And how was your school life when you were younger?
Well, there wasn't much, because all I did was study and, you know, go to classes, have snack, go back home, and the whole cycle repeats.
So as you grew older, was there a change in your mental health? Did it get better or did it get worse?
It got a lot worse, because when you're a child, everything is so oblivious and you're so innocent and you don't understand things. But like recently, I moved cities. I came here to Jakarta and I moved schools. So it was a new world for the first time ever. I had new teachers, I had new friends, and making friends was just the hardest part. I'm so glad I made friends. I never thought I would reach there. But when I made these two friends, I still miss them a lot. But something really bad happened with us, where when I had a really big family fight, I asked them for help and they just laughed at me. I was asking for their help because I knew my mental health was not going well. But all they did was laugh at me, and I did not expect them to do that, because they were the only person I could go to.
Yeah, that's like very understandable, because you'd expect them to at least support you and to probably understand what you're going through. And then all of a sudden they turn your back and laugh at your face. And that can be very, very sad.
Yeah. And that really led me to doing things that I was not supposed to do, and they were really dumb, like self-harm. It's really hard to get out of self-harm sometimes. I used to cut myself 3 times, but then those cuts became 20 and then increased every single time. I knew it was a problem, so I went to my mom instead, who brought it to the teachers, and the whole thing happened. But from that day on, that really made everything bad. Everything went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really lonely. I was trying to notice things around me, like, oh, everybody's so happy, and I never had that happiness before.
Yeah, that can be very destructive. Like, when you start picking on little things, it's like all of a sudden everything matters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everything was really nice around you, and you were the only gray one there. Everything felt so lonely and empty.
You felt out of the place, basically.
Yes, a lot. I just wanted someone to talk to. Well, I found people, thankfully.
Yeah.
But going into the pandemic, I had barely any friends to talk to. I had one who would barely understand me. We were just there for homework. But the more I stayed with my family, the more fights we had, and the more damaging it was. At some point, I lost motivation to do things, studying, reading, things I used to love.
Yeah.
I was just letting aside all my feelings to see how far it can go, but at some point it started stacking up, and that stack of feelings really destroyed me. I was going suicidal at this point.
So, like, this is where your depression kicked in, right?
Yeah, that's where it happened. And lots of people don't believe me because they think I'm 15, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Uh-huh.
To teenagers.
What was your friend's reaction to that?
Yeah, I told them and they laughed at me and said, "Oh, you're a 15-year-old, you have everything. You're not a 40-year-old man."
Yeah, that's so wrong. And I just wanna, if they're listening to this, I just wanna tell them, hey, teen mental health is very much real, and just because you're suffering doesn't mean that you're a 40-year-old man. And it's normal to suffer at times. I think everyone has to go through like a little bit of suffering. And the fact that you came out strong, you're here today, so that's a
Yeah.
very like brave move.
Yeah. I somehow let aside my feelings and my thoughts. I just let it out or talk to someone,
Yeah.
basically to find that person you could tell all your feelings so they would stop you.
That's so positive. So, would you like to share more about
Yeah.
your previous school
Well,
and how things developed and changed and how your feelings changed?
when I was in my previous school, the starting years were really hard because there was this thing where being an Indian in a very
Yeah.
Indonesian-dominated school is just really hard to struggle with.
Yeah, I know. And we were kids. I remember both of us.
Yeah, and we were just stuck with this bunch of students who didn't want to talk to us
I
and be our
know.
friends because we were Indian.
That is so, like, that was insane. Just because we're Indians, they would attack us like that. And we kind of had to, like, stick with
Yeah.
each other. But then, again, because I think both of us wanted to feel invited there. There were so many fights and arguments, and I don't think it was a good time in our lives.
Yeah. And I would like see everybody go invited into parties and birthday parties, and we would just be left behind, and it
Yeah, I
felt so
know.
sad. It was
Yeah.
like I've never been invited to parties a lot, and seeing them being invited without me being invited felt really
Yeah.
bad.
What is like one thing you if you would like to tell to them right now?
I would tell them that don't let leave us out. We're just all same. We have the same colored blood. Just because our skin color or our nationality or our race is different doesn't mean that you get to make us different.
I completely agree. So, now would you like to tell us about your story of coming out?
Oh yeah. So when I was discovering my sexuality, before that I had like no idea about LGBTQ at all. I didn't even know they existed until I got social media and Instagram and all that, and I found out that there is something like that. And there was this specific one, bisexual, which I was really, how do you say it, attracted to. It really felt like me. So I went with that name. And I was really scared of it because I never saw myself or people like me in any book or movie because I wasn't really introduced to it. We are not really represented a lot.
Yeah, that's very true.
And seeing that be a thing around my friends and me deciding to be a bisexual out of nowhere really like made me feel a bit weird and different from others. So when I left my previous school, I finally decided that maybe it is time everybody should know, because I won't be meeting a lot of people in real life, and I don't think some people would see that story. So first,
Yeah.
I came out on my social media, and it was so easy to do that because you couldn't see whatever the other person was thinking
Yeah.
behind the screen. But doing that in real life is a whole new deal.
Yeah.
You can just say, "Oh, I'm bi." That's it. You won't know much. But when you're in real life, you have to see everybody's expression and faces.
And that can hurt you if they don't react the way that you want them to.
Yeah, because firstly, coming out at the first place would be a really hard thing because you don't know what to expect from that person really. So
Yeah.
that's why there were like a collective people I told, especially my friends.
Yeah.
And aside from coming out, there was also discovering that at some point I was like, maybe I'm faking it, maybe I'm not, maybe I won't be accepted, maybe I just won't feel wanted. So there were a couple things I went through, and especially right now, I also discovered that I was a demigirl, and I started using different sets of pronouns.
Yeah.
And that was a whole deal also, apparently, because first of all, deciding that I might not be myself and living with that is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And after I found out that maybe I will use this term for my gender.
Yeah.
It was a new thing. Because I never expected to be this far. When I was a child, I was like, oh, I would marry a man and I would get kids and I would live this and I would be that. But now that I think of it, I'm living another version of things I never knew I would be.
Yeah, it's like, it shows how much you changed, but it's also something you were born with, right?
Yeah, it's not something I could choose. It's something I discovered.
Yeah.
It was always there, but I just took some time to discover it.
Exactly. And it's so nice and positive how you discovered it, you know. But again, like, we're living in a society where not a lot of people get accepted.
Yeah. Especially, like, I told these two friends about myself.
Yeah.
And those were the first two people I ever told. I never told anybody, not my mother, not my brother, no one. And those were the first two ever in real life. And I expected them to keep it a secret, because that's something that's going to affect me in real life, in
exactly.
real world. There are parts of the world where they don't accept me at all, but I expected them to keep it with them.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Exactly. They don't have the right to go and tell other people and come out for you, because it's something you go through personally, and it's something that you should be comfortable telling, you know? If you're not comfortable sharing it with people, I don't think you should be telling it to people, because, you know, it's violating. Like, they're violating your privacy and they're telling everyone else. So, like, one day you come to school and suddenly everyone knows everything about you.
Yeah, because that's a thing that even we ourselves don't want to accept. That's something like, oh,
yeah.
I'm different. That's part of me, but I'm not sure if others would have accepted. So it's really hard to accept yourself in the first place and let others tell you that, oh, she's that or they're that. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Do you think this was also a factor when you, like, were self-harming?
I wouldn't say much, but I would say that it definitely did something, because being in a really young age, I didn't know where to go. Especially, not a lot of adults were listening to me. They were like, oh, you're the kid. Why would you go through
yeah.
this? You have a nice house, nice family, perfect thing. And that's not exactly the point. Sometimes
exactly.
you just don't have happiness. You don't have the motivation to be happy. And another thing, when I started using those pronouns, the first part was, how many people are going to use it?
Yeah.
Are people going to use it or not? Why do I bother?
Mm-hmm.
And the first person I ever told to was my friend. I expected her to understand that. So I introduced it to her and I gave her an example. This is how you use it.
Yeah.
And what I was expecting as a reply was to use the same thing, but she messed up everything. She didn't bother using they, them. She just used she, her. And it was so bad. And I asked her, why did you do that? And she told me that it was because she uses they, them as her enemies. As for her enemies and villains. And hearing that first word from someone you were expecting to understand.
Yeah.
It made me feel disgusted about myself. Because why exclude me from that villain group if you want to say them?
Yeah, like, I don't think using a set of pronouns really changes how you view things. You know, like, You can change your pronouns right now, and I would try my best. Like,
yeah.
people would try their best to use it, but
yeah.
those people who would say things like what your friend did, I don't think that's good.
Yeah,
no,
especially from
all.
The person you really expect to understand. That's really close to you. So that played a part.
Yeah. So when you were coming out to your mom, what happened?
Oh, well, before coming out to my mom, I haven't exactly tried it yet, but I tried testing the waters first,
yeah.
that if she knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And she didn't understand anything. I had to explain it to her. And I said, hey, for example, if someone in our family came out as that, she looked at me and said, oh, you can go to sleep. Well, while in the middle of my sleep, she woke me up, slapped me and said, don't even think about it. You're a sin. You're a that. You're a that. And she told me that people like those are against the nature, and you shouldn't sin like that. If you ever think of that, I would kill you first before anybody does. And hearing that from your own mother is a whole new level of hurt.
I know. It's because you would expect her to understand, right? Because she's your mother. And then for her to say those things, I can completely understand how much that would have hurt you.
That's why, to anybody listening out there who's thinking of coming out to your mom or your dad or anybody, if the person is showing obvious signs that they won't accept you for who you are, don't bother. Maybe try getting a job or making sure you're stable enough so that when in case you get that wrong reaction, you know what to do.
Yeah.
You're not left with a path that you can never return. So just be careful.
I mean, you have to embrace your sexuality.
Yeah.
Embrace yourself. No one is stopping you, but
be careful.
I don't think anyone like really needs, not everyone needs to know everything, right? So if you know it yourself and you accept it yourself, I think that's the most important thing. Like, first step is to accept yourself for who you are. And then slowly start telling people. If you know that the people will not understand and are not going to accept you for who you are, just forget them. You know, like, just pretend they're not there. Or if you think you can convince them, sure, why not, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. But if they're showing obvious signs that they're stubborn, they won't change, don't bother. Because you'll be left into a position where you won't return from. And it would... Your life is more...
important.
More important than coming out. When you won't have the... The phase of coming out when you can't even live properly. So get a job, get proper life, and then you can come out. Maybe that's the best idea.
Just do it whenever you feel like it's the right time, right? So, Sona, would you like to talk more about your depression and how you think people should battle it?
Well, the way I battled it, there are different ways people battle it. Is, well, first of all, I was just ignoring it. I wasn't accepting it that it was depression because I never expected a person like me to be depressed. I was really happy, but something happened apparently, and I'm depressed. And it's like a trend between teenagers these days.
Exactly.
A lot of people are talking about it. And the thing I don't like about most is when someone talks about the depression, most of the people say mood, same. But instead, you should help each other out.
I know. It's like depression is now a very common word used to describe sadness.
Yeah, definitely.
Both of them are different things, right? Depression is something... Okay, both of them are feelings, definitely. But depression is a phase. It's something a person goes through. And I think you might agree to this. It's not an on and off button.
Yeah, it's not something you can control. It's like, think of it as an owner who has a plant. So what happened was, at the start, you would be really happy to have that plant. You'll water it every day. But slowly, you'll start ignoring that plant. You would stop giving it water, and at that point you would just, the plant would just die, and you wouldn't even feel sad. You would just feel numb about it.
I completely understand that. Like, I feel like the whole trend thing, it's wrong. It's so wrong. I think it brings down people who have actually gone through depression and who are currently going through depression. It's like, it's not a joke. If you're not depressed, don't say you are, and don't do it for attention or something.
Because it's not like a fashion show. It's not like a fashion thing. It can actually damage people's
lives. Exactly. And it's mental health, and the importance of mental health and taking care of your mental health is so important. And you have to be careful about what you say to people, and because you never know when it will, what will damage them and what will really bring them down, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what a person is actually going through. So I feel like it's important to always be kind, you know?
Be kind. And use the right words.
Use the right words. And don't do anything bad to a person unless, like, you know, they've done something to you and you're just reacting to that. But I think it's so important for us to understand that mental health is so important. Guys, teen mental health is real. It's so real. All of us, I think I can say that for all of us. Each one of us has gone through something at least in our lives so far. And that could be something as common as stress or even depression and self-harm. So all of you guys out there, you're going to get through this. Like how Sona is getting through this. You're going to get through this too. And you got this. Like, you have to think that it's going to be fine. It's easy. I got this. In real life, obviously, it's going to be a difficult path and you're going to have a lot of hardships, but consider it easy and relax yourself a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, especially to anybody who's farming, there are different ways you can do it. Instead of using a cutter or a knife, you could draw on your hand. That's how I did it. I used a pen, a really sharp pen. It wouldn't hurt me much, but it would feel the same way. So I would draw on my hand, make art pieces, flowers, any writing. It made me a lot like better than actually cutting my hand. And another thing is, challenge yourself how far you can go. Challenge yourself every day that, how about next day? Let's see. How far can I go? That's how I'm still alive.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So I have one last question to ask you, which I ask everyone else. What is one thing you would like to change about yourself and why?
Well, if I were to tell myself before this whole thing started, I would tell myself, don't take everything too seriously.
Yeah.
Things can be sensitive, so things can be really hurtful, but if you ignore them, let it aside, it won't matter much.
Yeah.
And another thing would be, stay. You matter to everyone. Nobody shows it, but they have different ways of affection. Yes. Once you'll be gone, you'll see their reactions and you won't like it. You would regret it so much. So stay for everyone else.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Guys, to all of you guys who are out there facing through any mental health issues, I wish you all a really good luck, you know? You're going to get through this and everything is going to be fine in the end. You got this. Signing off. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.